Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello. This is CITR Radio Station 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is Weekly Punk Rock Show. We all fall down. My name is Tim. Welcome to the show, my friends. Excited to be here playing some punk rock music for you. And the first punk rock song we heard, it was brand new track from Hot Water Music. The band, which is over probably 5-7 years, got legendary status in, you know, in as I see it. The band is really influencing lots of young band, and they are back together with a new album. I don't think they actually officially split up, but they took a break, and lots and every member was involved in different projects. But Hot Water Music, they're back with a brand new album called Exister. This album comes out on Rise Records May 15th, that's very soon, and we heard a brand new track called State of Grace. This is a song of new album from Hot Water Music. Really like the song. One of the two songs the band gave a taste to the public so far, and State of Grace, I think, probably a hit. I feel that this probably will be one of the best songs on the album, but I'm really excited to hear the whole thing. Exister comes out on Rise Records May 15th. Let's move on. What do I have prepared for you? I've been lately in a super very good mood, and it's the reason is that I'm having a really, really good things happening at work, and that's really influences my my mood. I'm work as a financial planner, which is an interesting and a very interesting job, and it's past couple of weeks been really good, and I'm in really, really good mood. The reason I'm telling you that yesterday I sat down to prepare for the show, and I thought, you know, I was thinking I really want to have to open the show with something, the really exciting block of music, that's something which is which really, you know, will give lots of energy and lots of fun to the listeners and to myself. So I prepared a special block from you for all the new stuff, but all very energetic, and some of the songs are happy, some of them not so happy, but they're all pretty energetic, and I'm really excited to share them with you. Let's start with Dan Wepit. Dan Wepit and the Cheats. This is a new band which features Dan Wepit. Dan Wepit is known for being a part of such great pop-punk outfits like the Methadones, Screech and Weasel, Riverdales, Noise by Numbers, Moops, and even the Queers. David Wepit, he was in the Queers. He started a brand new band called David Wepit and the Cheats. To the people who are fans of Dan Wepit, it pretty much sounds like the Methadones, he's one of his main bands. Probably his main band. But it's a good album. Self-titled album. I think it was recorded 2011 in the end of the year, but officially it is out now this year, and it's self-titled album. And I have a super hit song called Good Enough. So let's listen. Let's start this block of energetic punk rock music. I hope you will enjoy wherever you are, at work, driving, or listening this podcast. I hope you'll get some energy from next, I think, 10 songs, if I'm not mistaken. No, 9 songs, 8 songs, correct. So lots of happy, energetic, and not so happy music for you. But let's start. This is David Wepit and the Cheats from the self-titled album. And this is a song called Good Enough.
I don't know why.
What a punk rock music that was. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is weekly punk rock show. Woof, you should have seen me dancing here at CITR at the University of British Columbia, where we are broadcasting from. Yes, that was, I don't know, I really enjoyed that, and I hope you did enjoy this block of punk rock music with me as well. Let's quickly go through the music and the bands I've played for you. The last one was by the band Dopamines. The band has a brand new album called Vices, which is will be out on It's Alive Records on June 19th, and that was the final track of from the album called 10 Stories. The band is coming to Vancouver. They will be playing with Teenage Bottle Rocket in July at the venue, and I'm super excited. This is probably my will be my favorite show of this upcoming summer. Before that, we heard another the band which is coming to Vancouver sooner than July. In May, Mean Jeans are coming to Vancouver. Their brand new album is out on Dirt Nap Records. It came out on April 17th. Mean Jeans on Mars. That's the name of the new album by this band, and it was an opening track from the album called Ready to Reap. Before that, we heard the great Canadian band, my new favorites, called Sonic Avenues. The band has this great mix of pop punk and garage sound. They are from Montreal. Their second studio album is called Television Youth, and it was a song called Giving Up on You. This CD and vinyl, and basically album, is available from Dirt Nap Records. Before that, we heard another fantastic outfit from Ottawa, Ontario, with members of Steve Adamuk, a band, Mother's Children, Sedatives, Year Zero, Big Dick, just to name a few, and that was the band called Uranium Comeback. The band debut self-titled EP is out on Merman Records, a great Canadian record label, and we heard a song called Walking before Sonic Avenues. And guys who run the record label Merman Records, they also do a great weekly radio show called Robit Music, or Robit Radio, sorry, Robit Radio. And Robit Radio is, as they say, it's a super popular internet radio show where two guys and one robot play pop punk. I listen to it every week, and I highly recommend you to check it out. That's Robit Radio, available through iTunes and their website. And yes, and before Uranium came back, we heard a band called The 20 Belows. This is a band from Copenhagen in Denmark, and their studio album called Late Nights is available on Screaming Records, and it was out on April 26th. We heard a song called Reasons. Before that, we heard a pretty well-known band called MXPX. The band has a new studio album. It's their, I believe it's their ninth studio album. The name of the album is Plan Within Plans, and this album was released on April 3rd on band's new record label Rock City Recording Company. And we heard a song called Lucky Guy. It was a little bit cheesy song, but at the same time super happy and super positive. Great, MXPX. Before MXPX, we heard the Copyrights, the song called The New Frontier, and it was from Split, 12-inch, between four bands, Grey Area, The Reveling, The Copyrights, and Luther. This 12-inch is available on Black Number Records. And I opened this block of energetic music with Dan Rapid and The Cheats from band's debut self-titled album, which is available through band's own record label. And I believe you can get it through their Bandcamp page, and also, yes, through Interpunk. This is correct. And then we heard a song called Good Enough. Whew. That was a lot of music I've played for you, but I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Let's move on. That was brand new music, energetic block of brand new music. What else do I have prepared for you? Yes, okay. Next stage of the show. You know, when I sit here and I talk way too much on the airwaves, and I'm really interested what people think. The feedback is a really interesting thing, because, you know, when you sit here by yourself at the studio and you don't know what people think, if they like the music you play, if they don't like, if they want to hear. And I really, really appreciate when listeners give me some kind of feedback, and it's usually through email or some Twitter messages or things like that. But it's really cool to to get some feedback and you know, to see what people think, what people want to hear, and things like that. A couple months ago, I think, I got an email from a guy. His name is Ja, and he lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said a really interesting thing. He said, "I discovered your radio show, and I'm downloading all the episodes from your blog. I have a blog where I post all the episodes of the Mediafire link and some other link." So he says, but there are a couple of episodes, the links are broken, and he gave me the exact episodes which he was interested in, and those episodes were 2 years ago from 2010. So I was extremely surprised that someone actually digged that deep into episodes collection, went 2 years back and actually tried to download some music. I was a little bit flattered. So we started, I fixed all the links he was interested in, and we started talking, and Joe told a little bit about himself, and that was a very, very interesting thing. I'll read it out. I hope Joe, he doesn't mind that, but that's what he said. He says, "I was searching for a band about 3 weeks ago, and the search brought me to your page. I quickly saw that you could download the Mediafire for each show. I downloaded like 95 in 1 day. Then I emailed you the ones I could not get. I am a truck driver in the US, so I listen to punk rock music all day long. I have already listened about 40 episodes, and I'm already a fan." And that was, to me, it was incredible that, you know, here at CITR, I play some music. It's my hobby. I love punk rock music, but it's so awesome that internet can connect people. Like, you know, people from Atlanta, Georgia, to some Russian guy who lives now in Vancouver, and both of those people are connected through the love to punk rock music. Joe told me a little bit about himself, that he listens to the show, he likes punk music. He also started telling me interesting stories about local Atlanta, Georgia punk scene, and he sent me some songs, and I will play them for you because I had never heard of those bands, and I quite like them. There's some really, really good bands, especially from the late 90s, early 2000s. And Joe also lived in South Korea, and he has lots of bands, and he knows lots of bands from South Korea, so he forwarded some songs by those bands, and to say that, at least, it's unbelievable. Those bands, it's like, one band, I don't know even how to read their name of the band because it's all in Korean language, but they sound so good. They sing in Korean language, and it's incredibly interesting. So I will play you in next block two songs from American bands which I never heard before, which Joe sent me, and two South Korean bands. Both bands sound amazing, and like all four bands sound amazing, but those especially two South Korean bands, super interesting to check it out. Let's start with the first band from Athens, Atlanta, Georgia. They're called Whippersnapper, and I will play you a song called Two of a Kind. Then we'll listen to another American band called Blunt, which I never heard before, and then two South Korean bands, Lazy Bone and Cry Nut. But for now, let's start with a band from Athens, Atlanta, Georgia, Whippersnapper, and this is Two of a Kind.
2012 Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from
the... Vancouver will be twirling its tassels for the seventh year in a row when the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival takes to the stage May 3rd to 5th at the Rio and Vogue Theatres. There are more international performers this year than ever before, including the current reigning queen of burlesque, Miss Indigo Blue, and the boylesque sensation, Jet Adore. The festival has variety acts, live music, comedians, and burlesque all together in three nights of the sexiest and most entertaining weekend of the year. Tickets are available from northerntickets.com or visit the festival website at vanburlesquefest.com.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're also available with the help of internet on CITR.ca. I just played a block of music for you, which those songs and those bands were recommended me by the regular listener of the show, Joe, who is a truck driver in the United States, and he listens to the podcast. He recommended me really like so many great bands, and I just decided to share some of them with you because I liked them. The last two bands you heard, both bands were from South Korea. The last band was called Crying Nut. Crying Nut, according to a little bit of research and Wikipedia page I've done, they're probably one of the biggest punk bands in South Korea. They've been together since 1995, and they so far released six studio albums. The band's name is Crying Nut. That was their that was a song called Horse Run Horse, and that was a song from their debut self-titled album called, obviously, Crying Nut. Most of their songs are in Korean language. They sing Korean, and the name of the song is Korean, so I had to use some Google Translator to a little better, you know, get a better idea of the names of the songs. And there's also interesting fact about this band that they, in 2002, they recorded the official Team Korea song for the 2002 World Cup, which took place in Japan and Korea. And me, as a soccer nerd, this is an interesting fact. Before that, we heard a band called Lazy Bone, another band from Seoul, Korea. That was a song called "To Do It Yourself." It was a title track from their, I believe, 1998 album. Before two South Korean bands, we heard two bands from United States, bands I never heard before, but regular listener Joe here recommended me those bands. One band, the third last band, was called Blunt. I think that's how you pronounce it. From their only studio album called Trauma. And the name of the song was World of Seclusion. I think they also have a 7-inch or a demo release, but in terms of full length, that their only record. And the first song of this block of music was from the band called Whippersnapper from Athens, Atlanta, Georgia. That was a song called Two of a Kind, and that was from the album called America's Favorite Pastime, Whippersnapper. That's it. That was the block of songs, which all those bands are new to me. Thanks to regular listener Joe for recommendation, and to all other people who are regular listening to the show. If you want to hear some songs, if you want to try me to talk to some bands in terms of interview, feel free to shoot me an email at wealfalldowncitr@gmail.com. I'm super, super excited for feedback. I'm really interested in, you know, in what you hear on the show, especially if you're listening to the show regularly. Let me know what you want to hear, which songs, which bands, maybe which maybe if you're maybe in a local band and you want to play you want your song to be played on CITR, let me know. I'll be super helpful, not helpful, super excited to, you know, to play something that is interesting to you. Yeah, my email, beawfuldown, citr@gmail.com. And there's also a Facebook page, a Twitter page. All the contact information is on citr.ca. We're almost done. I have 5 minutes. Let's quickly listen to a couple last tracks. With next two songs by local bands, I will do a little bit self-promotion for the next episode of the show. In next episode, next week, next Thursday, I will have two local bands in studio, two interviews. The first one, both those bands, they have brand new releases. So we will obviously talk about those new releases and play some of those new songs. The first band, Isotopes, the best punk rock band which sings about baseball from Vancouver. They have a brand new EP and 7-inch called Blood Diamond. And the other band is Anchoress, another local band. The band has their first studio album, like a album, because I think the previous release was an EP. So Anchoress, the band, has a brand new album called Crime and Compass, and the band is going on tour, so we'll talk a little bit about that next week. But for now, let me give you a taste of those two brand new releases from two local bands. Let's start with Isotopes. They have a new EP called Blood Diamond, and I'd like you to play a song called Operation Vamos. So let's listen, Isotopes on CITR. I'm a target. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is weekly punk rock show, We'll Fall Down. We just heard two songs by local bands. Both bands have brand new releases out next weekend, and both bands has CD release events, and I'll talk a little bit about it. And both bands will be featured next week at this particular radio show, We'll Fall Down, on Thursday at 1 o'clock for interviews. And yes, let me tell you, the last band that was Uncrest, the band of the heavier sound, local band, the new studio album, Crime and Compass, and that was a song called Break the Dam, Release the River. Uncrest, they're playing CD release party on Saturday, May 12th at Rickshaw Theater. Before that, we heard Isotopes, a local band, all their songs are about baseball, and they're the best punk band and probably the best band in the world who has all their songs about baseball. Brand new 7-inch EP called The Blood Diamond, and we heard the song called Operation Vamos. Both bands, Isotopes and Uncrest, next week on We All Fall Down. That's it. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. I also have a blog, WeAllFallDownCITR.tumblr.com. Shoot me an email at WeAllFallDownCITR@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know if you want me to play your band or your friend's band, or if you want to do an interview for the show to be heard on CITR, or if you have some criticism, I will be happy to accept that, because this is very important part of doing something publicly. That's it. I'd like to finish with a band called Hanson Brothers, great local Canadian band, a side project of legendary No Means No. The Hanson Brothers are playing this week, May 5th on I believe it's Saturday, at the Cobalt 917 Main Street. The Hanson Brothers, legendary side project from legendary let's listen. I have a song called My Game, hockey song from Hockey Brothers, Hanson Brothers, this Saturday at Cobalt Main Street 917. Thank you so much for listening. Next week I'll be here interviewing Isotopes and Uncrest, but for now, bye bye, and this is Hanson Brothers. We'll be right back.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot in Saloon?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.